gutting news. We had a call from Golden Boy to let us know that Devin Alexander had injured his bicep and is going to be out for up to 4 to 6 weeks. And they're going to reschedule the fight. So, you know, we told Kel after his training session today, obviously he was deeply disappointed and, you know, really was in the form and the peak of his life and ready to go and do the business. But, you know, this is professional boxing and sometimes it throws things like this at you. And as frustrating as it is, it's life. And, you know, he's got to maintain his professionalism and maintain his focus, and we expect a new date this week.
Can you put into context how disappointing this is, perhaps, for him in terms of the training regime, in terms of everything he's put himself through to get to this date, to then have it all put back?
Well, it's hugely disappointing, but I think you have to put it in context of life, and it's not the end of the world. He's still the mandatory challenger. That shot is not going anywhere. It's not as if he was a voluntary challenger who's just been told, sorry, mate, you're not getting any world title fight now. So he's still in a great position, and if we can just keep our wits about us and realise that it's not the end of the world, it's not great, but it's not the end of the world, and really now we've got to just do the right thing, speak to the experts he's working with, and make sure that we can taper his training to make everything as effective as possible. But, you know, like I said, in the context of life, it's not the end of the world, but it's deeply disappointing, and we just have to overcome that now and make sure that he prepares in the right way to be ready for whatever day we're given.
So do you have an educated guess as to when a fight could be staged now, given some of the rules and regulations that also follow rearranged fights?
Well, obviously, we pulled out of the fight initially through injury, so he's done the same. So there's no danger of him being stripped or anything like that, but I would expect a new date to be given probably early April now. Something like that, probably 4 to 6 weeks after. You know, it's not ideal. And then if he doesn't, you know, there are people saying that maybe Devin Alexander doesn't fancy the fight. You know, you've always got to be suspicious in this game, but I would think it's a legitimate injury. But if it's not, maybe he doesn't want to fight, and then maybe he'll vacate the belt and Kel will get a shot at that vacant belt. So there's plenty of things that can happen, and I'm sure there's plenty of twists and turns left in this story yet, but you know, Kel's in great shape and he was really ready for the 23rd. But again, just got to stay as professional as possible and realise that this shot is coming. It might be 4, 5, 6 weeks later, but it is coming and it is happening. So we've got to be ready.
And should the Alexander camp still want to go ahead with the fight, would it still be in Detroit? Would it still be the same scenario there?
I think it's very unlikely to be in Detroit now because this fight was bolted on to a show that's already happening. You know, with Devin Alexander, you know, in Detroit. So I think it's very unlikely that fight will be in Detroit now.